Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Peloton announced a new partnership with Hilton yesterday to put exercise bikes in more than 5,400 hotels across the country. Not to be outdone, Days In announced towels.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on. You're too good for the Days In?
Fancy boy.
They've treated me very well through the years. They have towels. They've announced the winner of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry. I was overlooked again this year. My baking soda volcano is pretty cool, but not as good as this, I guess. A couple of scientists came up with click chemistry, a process that allows snap molecular building blocks quickly and efficiently. So I have no idea what that means, but congratulations to those people.
You might have read that sentence 100% accurately, or screwed it up, or read it backwards, as far as I know.
Or made it
up.
I
wouldn't know.
Right, exactly. Right. Need to mention this. The U.S. national debt topped $31 trillion yesterday for the first time ever. $31 trillion. Part of the reason that went up the way it did is because of interest rates. The interest on the debt, as we had been warned for many years. You think we got a national debt now. Wait till the interest goes back to normal. So it's growing pretty fast. $31 trillion. Do you remember when like $2 trillion, $3 trillion, $7 trillion was considered outlandish? Something needs to be done. It's now $31 trillion.
It is utterly indefensible, mathematically, governmentally, morally, and yet we just keep doing it. Both parties. Both parties.
And one of my favorite principles, if something cannot continue, it will stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't continue.
No. What will that stop look like?
I don't know.
Ugh.
So we got a new Supreme Court season, as we talked about earlier this week, and we got a new Supreme Court justice going by the letters KBJ. I don't actually have her name memorized. Brown Jackson.
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
KBJ. But she is a lot different than, for instance, Clarence Thomas, who has asked like two questions in 25 years. KBJ went on a 4.5 minute question, which was actually a rant sort of thing. I shouldn't call it a rant. That's prejudicial. Some people are calling it a rant, but Tim Sandifer called it a speech. He said, I know this is a reactionary notion, but I don't think Supreme Court justice should make 3 minute speeches as questions during oral argument. It was actually like 4.5 minutes.
Wow.
But, yeah.
That's interesting. What was the long and short of it? Do you recall, or did you come across that?
I know that it was about the 14th Amendment, but I didn't actually listen to any of it, so.
Mm. All right. I'll seek it out.
It's a different style, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Wow, is the new gal, too. That's bold.
Yeah. Yeah, brand new at the job, and you're just going to stand in the lunchroom and dominate the conversation. Don't let anybody else talk. So I don't know. Go ahead. You be you.
Yeah. All right.
You
works itself
you.
Out, I guess.
It's you do you, isn't it? It's not you be you.
Well, it's acceptable. The judges say, yes, we will accept that.
Fantastic.
Hey, boy.
And how about North Korea firing off a hypersonic missile going 17 times the speed of sound? Traveled 2,800 miles. It's their longest missile flight ever, right over the top of Japan, which had people scrambling and air sirens going off and all that sort of stuff in Japan. So that's absolutely fantastic.
What does he want?
Attention? Money?
Well, so do I, but I don't shoot missiles at people.
I would if I could. If I had a missile, I'd probably shoot it off this afternoon.
Wow. Is he demanding something? I haven't even heard that in the context of the story. Any of these learned commentators have a thought on that? I'm scanning our sound list here.
There is some concern, according to Martha Raddatch on ABC News last night, that he's going to do a nuclear test this week in conjunction with the firing the missile. So, look, I've got a nuke, and look, I got a missile that can deliver it to Guam, for instance, where we have a military base. I don't know why it would need to go all the way to Guam, because we have 30-some thousand soldiers right there on the border of his own country. But
yeah, wow. I don't have the bandwidth, as they say these days. Now yeah, you've got the North Korea saber-rattling, please. Too much.
In the actual ongoing war, the Ukrainians have picked up 20 miles in the last 2 days on the Russian front. 20 miles in 2 days, as the Russians continue to be in retreat rapidly. The whole thing.
Well, when those new shopkeepers and students and terrified bus drivers get to the front with their rusty weapons and no training, that'll turn the day. That'll turn the tide.
Yeah, still no idea where this is headed.
Yeah. Hey, getting back to North Korea, I want to hear this professor of international studies. He was on CNN, Jeffrey Lewis. 35, please, Michael.
I think what it tells us is the North Koreans are in no mood to talk. They're in the mood of testing and blowing things up.
Why?
Well, I think the North Koreans tried their hand at diplomacy in the Trump administration. They didn't get what they wanted.
By shooting missiles over Japan, they're going to get what they want? I don't even know what they want. What do you want, you fathead? More caviar? More brandy? More porn? What is it?
I suppose things could settle back down, that this Russia-Ukraine thing will wrap up at some point, and North Korea continues to not do anything. But, man, it just right now it's certainly got a feeling that we're into a new era of nuclear weapons being front and center. I hope not.
And here's Ankit Panda, senior fellow at the Carnegie Institution. I wish my name was Ankit Panda, 36.
Denuclearization is now, I think, in the dustbin of history as a failed policy. There's simply no practical plan at this point, especially in the short term, to bring North Korea to the negotiating table and to pursue denuclearization.
Well, as Panda expressed, there...
Wow,
that's good.
That's that pretty good.
Yeah, I got no follow up to that.
You child,
I see. You child,
you child. Oh boy. So yeah, rogue states got nuclear arms. Just get used to it. Was his message
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sweet and sour failure. That's what that was.
Wow.
Yours was way better.
You were a child. Go do something else.
Sometimes I like the sweet and sour failure. Sometimes I like the walnut failure. It just depends what mood I'm in.
So,
do you eat Panda Express?
I haven't for years. When our kids were in school, all the time.
Oh, really? They liked it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Maybe I should introduce this into the kids. Well, maybe I shouldn't. Introduce it into the kids' lives as a new food that we eat regularly. I ate it. Only a couple of times when I had, when I was doing chemotherapy and I was, you know, struggling to find things that tasted good or whatever, I got on their walnut shrimp kick there for a while at Panda Express, which tastes delicious. Did not treat me well afterwards, though.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
Really had a demilitarized zone going on there for a while afterwards.
Wow, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but
of course you were getting chemo as well. So
it was practically free. That's true. I shouldn't blame that on Panda Express.
Yeah, if I was going to pick one suspect, you know, to focus on.
But I remember it being practically free, like shockingly cheap. Like I wish you'd charge me more for this food; it'd make me feel better about it.
Yeah, it is economical, indeed.
Yes, that's a good term for it. Economical.
Yeah. So I'm leaving the golf course the other day, and a guy I know, I'm friendly with him. He's a nice fella. He says, hey, Joe, because he knows what I do for a living. He says, hey, Joe, did you hear? We bombed the Nord Stream pipeline, the United States.
Mm.
I said, wait, what? He said, yeah, Biden admitted it coming out of a meeting or something. And I said, you know, I'll have to check into that. He said, no, it's true. I said, I'm going to check into that. So to that conspiracy theory or idea or whatever, Brett Baer put the screws to John Kirby, the spokesman for the Pentagon, isn't he? These
Correct.
Days? Yeah, so we can talk about that coming up if you've heard that.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is that it's a big enough internet rumor that Brett Baer felt like he needed to bring it up with the official spokesman, because I'm sure he's getting lots of emails and texts just like us. Hey, guys, wake up. Biden did.
Yeah.
And Tucker, yeah. Tucker Carlson, the most watched cable news show in America, he did a whole show on it a week or so ago.
Wow. Wow. You know, that whole nexus of Tucker and Russia and Russian talking points and all makes me pretty uncomfortable. I'll say that. But we've kind of explained that before.
So I'm looking forward to hearing this because I didn't actually hear the explanation, but I'm currently not of the belief that we did it ourselves.
No, that's utterly needless. I mean, we'll talk about it when we talk about it.
Okay. All that is on the way. Text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
The government is addicted to spending, and that reckless spending is driving up costs on everything for your family.
It's not right and it's not fair, but you don't have to be a victim. There are things you can do right now to lower your monthly expenses and mitigate the impacts of inflation.
Step one, switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. You don't have to sacrifice coverage to save a fortune every single month.
I mean, take a look at your cell phone bill. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, I know how much you pay. Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. That's real money that can go to cover groceries or gas. And Pure Talk has never raised rates.
Take action. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. You'll save 50% off your first month.
Enjoy superior coverage and save money. Just dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. That's #250 and say Armstrong and Getty to switch to the cell company that actually cares about you, Pure Talk. Dial #250, say Armstrong and Getty for Pure Talk.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
The dollar is in grave danger as Russia and China recruit more nations into their anti-dollar alliance known as BRICS. If this continues, how much longer until the dollar is worthless? Stephen K. Bannon here. I urge you to get Birch Gold's free info kit on safeguarding your savings into a gold IRA. To get your free copy, text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898. With inflation continuing to explode, it's critical you take action today. Text SAFEGUARD to 989898 right now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Goldleaf Nursery Fall Sale starts October 1st and runs through October 15th. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon to box tree size, and 50% off selected shrubs and trees. Just in time for the fall planting. At Goldleaf Nursery, we have a beautiful selection of garden concrete fountains and statuary. And all statuary is on sale, 20% off. Don't miss out on this 40 to 50% off shrub and tree sale. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road.
Thank you.
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Did the U.S. or a proxy for the U.S. have anything to do with the explosion on the Nord Stream pipeline?
The United States had nothing to do with it. That's just Russian propaganda and disinformation.
Again, like I said earlier, I think it's interesting that Brett Baer is getting enough of the emails and texts, the same ones we're getting, on, hey, wake up, Biden did it. Biden attacked the Nord Stream pipeline. And all kinds of quotes from Joe Biden over the last year or so saying we're going to put a stop to that pipeline. Stuff like that is being used as evidence that we had interest in shutting down the pipeline.
Yeah, well, I don't want to steal John Kirby's thunder. Brett Baer went after him pretty good. You know, if you've been thinking that this story holds water, you're curious or what have you. Why don't we run a little more tape? This is actually Anthony Blinken in clip 51.
It's a tremendous opportunity to once and for all remove the dependence on Russian energy and thus to take away from Vladimir Putin the weaponization of energy as a means of advancing his imperial designs. That's very significant, and that offers tremendous strategic opportunity for the years to come.
Okay, I get it. So that is allegedly the Secretary of State explaining the motivation the United States might have for taking out the pipeline, according to the folks who believe it. And it's not a complete crackpot theory. I get the reasoning. On the other hand, Europe had already announced, we're off of Russian energy. I don't care if we freeze to death all winter. I'm in. I'm in, says everybody in Europe. We're done with Russia.
Right.
So I'm not sure that would be over-egging the pudding, as Ian Bremmer put it so charmingly to us once. Oh, I just don't buy it. But...
So from the maybe I should ask people, if you're believing that the Biden administration did it, they did it why? To make Russia look bad because they want us to be more involved in the war, or what is the I hate to call it conspiracy theory, but that's kind of what it is. What is the theory of the story there?
Well,
that
what
Biden's
heard...
trying to get us more involved in the war.
And to make sure that the Euros aren't buying Russian oil or using Russian gas, severing that connection literally. Although that's already happening resoundingly, I mean unequivocally. But there's more. Let's run Brett Baer and John Kirby a little more, 52.
So you can officially say that the U.S. was not involved in any way in this attack?
That's right. That's correct.
Not to belabor this, but for the people who look at this and say, why would Russia attack its own pipeline that creates leverage over Europe and perhaps the West, what do you say to them?
Again, I can't speak to specific accountability for this act of sabotage. I can just assure you the United States had nothing to do with it. Of course, that's just Russian propaganda without crediting it to anybody right now. What I would say is just look at what Russia has done in the past. since the last 7 months of this war when it began, and that is to weaponize energy. He's been absolutely trying to weaponize energy to try to punish customers in Europe, countries in Europe, our allies and partners, to try to coerce them into not being willing to support Ukraine the way they have been. So he's the one weaponizing energy. That's part and parcel of his playbook.
The scandal that doesn't get enough attention is that these European countries, particularly Germany, but a number of them, decided to put all their eggs in the basket of Russia for their energy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Utterly foolish.
I hope there's a political price for them to pay for making those decisions over the decades. It's crazy.
Yeah, and Trump, to his credit, called him out on it, called him out hard, and, oh, listen to this idiot. Listen to him talking about Russia. The same people who are laughing at Trump saying Germany's got to not be dependent on Russia for energy were claiming all along that Trump was in the bag for Putin. Which one was it, you freaking nut job? Speaking of conspiracy theories, just unbelievable. The theory I heard was that Putin wanted to send the message to Europe. I can get you in a thousand different ways. I can blow up pipelines. I can make your lives very, very difficult. I can cut off your energy supply completely if I want, and you will freeze.
Well, as you already pointed out, and I find this very heartening because there's been lots of polling done in these European countries. The populace is overwhelmingly in favor of we'll suck it up. We'll pay the high prices. We'll turn down the thermostat. We'll suck it up. We ain't buying any more energy from Russia, which is awesome.
But Brett Baer, to his credit, pushed back on Kirby, trying to explore fully whether there was anything to this idea in clip 53.
But John, wouldn't weaponizing energy mean...
Go ahead.
But John, wouldn't weaponizing energy mean controlling the pipeline?
He does control the pipeline.
But not if he blew it up.
Again, Brett, I'm not attributing this to any one actor right now. I'm saying we have every reason to believe that this was an act of sabotage, but we haven't settled on who's exactly responsible. All I can say is going back over 7 months, again, let's take the Nord Stream explosion, just take it off the table for a minute. You just look at what the guy has done over the last 7 months. He's holding people hostage and weaponizing energy.
That's, yeah. Mm. So the one aspect of it is he's done a whole bunch of crazy things and continues to do crazy things that are detrimental to his success. So it's not hard to imagine him doing something like this, is it?
No. It's odd, as Brett Baer pointed out. It's his own pipeline, but that doesn't mean the U.S. did it either. I don't know. It's mysterious, no doubt.
There's only a few countries that have the capability to do it, from what I understand. You got to have the right submarines and technology and training, and we're one of them, and Russia's one of them.
Right. So coming up next segment, how do you get people off the street who need mental health care if they refuse? California is going to try it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Thursday as we welcome Aaron Reznor and Kevin Cry, candidates for District 1 Supervisor, for a debate. It'll begin at 8 o'clock and go to 9 o'clock, and we will be discussing the issues that affect Shasta County. That's Thursday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And we need the breaking news donkey. We have some breaking news, Michael. Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
This is worthy of it.
Donkey brays.
Even though we knew it was coming, so that kind of takes the fun out of breaking news, OPEC has announced after their meeting they're going to cut 2 million barrels a day of production, which is a major cut and is going to drive up oil prices, and gas was already going up super fast and was already likely that we're going to break the record gas prices from June. That was before OPEC did what they did today. So it's going
to
get...
Do they want a global recession? Why are they doing that?
I think they just want the price of a barrel of oil to be higher. They have weird economics, though, you know? I mean, just they're just selling oil and driving their Bentleys around and oppressing people over there, so they don't have quite the same way to look at the economy as we do.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But that is one of the worst October surprises any party in power in the United States has ever had.
Ooh. Selling oil, driving Bentleys, and oppressing people. Sounds like, an interesting lifestyle.
Yeah. But, man, if gas is $6 a gallon in most of the country and $8 to $9 a gallon in California, oof, come election day.
Yikes. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to hurt. So I found this interesting. This is a bit of a good news, bad news thing, and the... what we're leading to is a description of California, speaking of the most expensive gas in the freaking world, practically. California is attempting to institute a program for getting people off the streets who can't care for themselves, mental illness and that sort of thing. Maybe even drug addiction, although we'll get into the particulars of it.
I see people like this almost daily, that there's no way that human being should be on the street for my safety and theirs.
Right. And practically every day I call Gavin Newsom names such as lunkhead, phony, progressive nut job, what have you. But I like a lot of what's in this plan.
Occasionally
it's bold.
Occasionally you will drop an ass hat.
I have. I acknowledge that. At any rate, I think it's
worth
going
into. What the hell is going on?
That plan. But here's your good news, bad news thing. The good news is that we're having the conversation I'm about to relate to you. The bad news is that we even have to. Right there in the capital city of Sacramento, where Gavi does his ill-considered work as governor.
And grooms himself.
And grooms himself constantly and grooms himself for running for president, which I'm rooting for because it'll be such a horrifying failure. Anyway, Sacramento City Council is calling for an amendment to a newly enacted ordinance that would keep homeless campers 500 feet away from city schools. Says one council person, children should be safe in schools across Sacramento. Boy, who doesn't agree with that?
Well, one of my kids goes to a school in California, a public school, where there have been homeless people on the grounds of the school regularly over the past several years.
Wow. So the setting was the shadow of Sutter Middle School in Sacramento, where angry parents say they are concerned for their children's safety as they walk to the junior high campus after recent incidents involving homeless people near the school. They're junkies or mentally ill people or what have you. Confronting teenage girls and shouting sexual obscenities and gestures at them on their way to school?
What kind of society allows that to happen?
Well, exactly, said one mother of a 12-year-old daughter. I guess she has a couple of daughters. Nothing's being done. Nothing. No safe passage has been provided for the kids. Her husband is one of several adult volunteers who are now something like a gauntlet in reverse for the kids. They shepherd students along the street to get to school so they're not confronted by junkies. We shouldn't have to do that, said Mom. They should be able to walk to school safely. Yeah. Yeah, clearly. The communist city councilwoman for that area, Katie Valenzuela, said on her Twitter account last week that she shares concerns community members have. Having an unwell man screaming obscenities near children is not acceptable. Oh, it's not? She says we need to drastically expand mental health services in the county. They mentioned that there are roughly, allegedly, 9,000 homeless people in Sacramento County, more than San Francisco County.
Congratulations.
And then this, in August, the council passed an ordinance allowing the city to clear tents from sidewalks if it makes the sidewalks impossible to use for pedestrians. Now, wait a minute. You have to pass a law that says that? Why? How? How can that be? That's insane. I mean, all of society, from the beginning of from the ancient city of Ur in what is now Iraq, people have realized, no, you can't build right there. People walk there. I mean, it's just so obvious.
The sidewalk is so you can walk on the side of the road. And if I can't walk on the side of the road, it is no longer a sidewalk.
Yeah, and so outraged parents were bringing it at the council meeting, and I'm glad, but again, it's astounding we have to have this conversation. So, Gavin Newsolini, who still is holding on to his COVID emergency powers. Anybody feel like they're in an emergency? Before I say anything nice about him, I'd like to get that out. The sweeping proposal to provide court-ordered treatment for homeless Californians passed the legislature. After a lengthy debate that ended up in approval, overwhelming approval of the plan, Republicans and Democrats. It's the Community Assistance Recovery and Empowerment Court. The CARE Court, Jack, because it's got to have a sweet and clever name.
Right.
An innovative tool to treat and house thousands of people who have some combination of homelessness, substance use, and severe mental illness.
Some combination. So I'm for this, getting people off the streets. Absolutely. I think. Until it goes wrong. But that's already kind of just wishy-washy language, isn't it? Some combination. So a person or a couple people are going to decide if you meet that criteria?
Well, I'll explain the logistics of it. It's interesting, though, that nobody wants to talk about drugs in the context of homelessness, unless they're a drug activist, because it might diminish people's sympathy for people experiencing homelessness. New York Times actually has a column today where they've admitted that there's a lot of good news about who's dying of COVID and how many, and the fact that black folks and Hispanic folks are no longer dying in disproportionate numbers. But they admit that much of the media is hesitant to print that sort of good news because they're afraid it would make America even more complacent about COVID. So they just admit.
Wow.
That they run everything through the lens of their ideology. They can't just report what is.
News, not good or bad for you guys. It's just news. It's information people should have.
Yeah. So, getting back to the CARE Court, proponents of CARE Court describe it as a voluntary alternative for those cycling in and out of incarceration and hospitalization due to their conditions or who are on track to land in more restrictive court order conservatorships. CARE Court focuses on those with diagnoses of schizophrenia or other psychotic disorders. Not every participant would have to be homeless to qualify, but would need to be, quote, unlikely to survive safely in the community without supervision, that's the quote, or have a condition that without intervention could deteriorate into relapse or serious harm to themselves and others. To initiate a CARE plan, family members, first responders, medical professionals, and behavioral health providers, among others, would petition a civil judge to determine if the person meets the criteria. If so, the court would initiate a series of hearings and evaluations to determine an individualized treatment plan. What do you think of that? Sounds pretty careful and deliberate.
Yeah, I guess it was being abused when we've done it in the past in our nation's history, and that's why we've done away with this sort of thing. Obviously, mm-hmm. It's open to abuse if you got, you know, if you got the right connections to say your ex-wife or your brother-in-law or whoever it is you want to get committed is crazy.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's important from a libertarian perspective too. There's one more thing I should tell you. Blah blah blah. Throughout the process, participants will have a clinical team, an attorney, and a volunteer supporter they can choose as their personal advocate to explain the options available and help make decisions. So they would have a pretty good advocacy team. And also on the pro side of this, our understanding of mental illness is vastly better than back in the 60s, for instance, where, you know, if a girl dated two guys within a month, her parents could have her declared insane and put in some home for wayward girls or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
I know. On the other hand, I find myself thinking about, remember Britney Spears' attorney during that whole conservatorship thing? Who ended up being like a crook or not working in her best interest, or I can't remember precisely what the situation was. I will not engage in knee-jerk negativity about Gavin Newsom. No. Now, they are squandering billions of dollars in taxpayer monies on the so-called homeless problem, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing because the more and more lavish benefits and make it easier and easier for people to be junkies is going to get you more junkies. On the other hand, this sounds intriguing and worth following because nobody can deny, whether in Cal Unicornia, walking the streets of Portland or Seattle or New York or whatever, nobody can deny there's a lot of people out there with some pretty severe mental illness going on that really need to be helped, including lots and lots of people who've ruined their brains with this horrible brand of meth that's now the meth that's on the street, which we've talked about before.
It sure sounds expensive, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a giant new government program. I don't know how giant it is. I think I have the budget figures around here
somewhere.
And
what's the success rate going to be for getting people fixed and back out on the street? And if you can't fix them, where are they? For how long?
Well, back to having mental institutions that house people. The best society can fashion. I mean, the idea that because the ones of the past were bad by modern standards, and they were to a large extent, the idea that those need to go away and never come back again, it's just not a solution. These people are on the streets.
I feel like you could fill a 2,000-person mental hospital this afternoon with people that are going to be there for maybe ever.
Well, I would say if you start at the Radio Ranch and go 50 miles in every direction, that area alone you could get those 2,000 people. And if you expand that to 150 miles... you know, include, you know, virtually all of populated Northern California, easy. And Los Angelinos are like, hey, wait a minute, you think you got it bad.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, but there needs to be a giant change in how we deal with people
like
that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, obviously. Yeah, we're going to look back on this era when we finally get this going here. We're going to look back on it and think, wow, that was crazy, wasn't it? Where a guy could just be kind of dangerously crazy, yelling, walking up and down the sidewalk in the middle of a nice neighborhood, and nobody did anything?
Nope. And the failed policies, the progressive policies of the middle part of the 20th century, where all the mental health facilities were supposed to be replaced by these community health centers, that never happened. I mean, the fact that it took us like 50 years? Honey, you were going to get the roof done 50 years ago. When are you going to call? You know, I mean, how can a society do that? It's unspeakable stupidity.
Pretty bold experiment from Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, well, I hope it works. And you know what? If it does, I'll give him credit.
Absolutely. You can join us on the text line if you have any thoughts about that. As always, if you're worried about getting snatched off the street and called crazy. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. The White House is really worried about this OPEC decision to cut the supply of oil. In fact, we know how worried they are because some of their memos leaked out, among other things we can talk about. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
From pumpkin spiced apple cider, fall is the tastiest time of the year, and HelloFresh makes it deliciously easy to savor all that the season has to offer with mouthwatering recipes delivered right to your door.
Right now, you can treat yourself to gourmet meals and pick up cooking skills along the way with the new limited-time Harvest Dinner Series, complete with easy-to-follow video tutorials.
And HelloFresh Market makes hosting your next tailgate or party easier than ever with fall flavors, a rotating selection of fall-inspired brunch kits, dessert boards, and more available for a limited time this season.
With more than 35 weekly recipes to choose from and the ingredients delivered right to your home, HelloFresh helps spice up the cooking routine with fewer trips to the store.
And it even saves you money, too, like it saves us money. HelloFresh is actually 25% cheaper than grocery shopping. So sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with the code ARMSTRONG65 at HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG65. That's code ARMSTRONG65, HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG65.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474. Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Get this. Former President Trump is claiming that CNN is trying to hurt his image ahead of the 2024 election, and he announced a $475 million defamation lawsuit against the network. In response, CNN was like, hey, thanks for thinking we have that kind of money.
Wow.
Hey, it was the Cooper and Panera bucks. You know, I mean, just...
So it's just a shot at CNN?
See what that was?
That's clearly what that was. It's outrageous.
Quick check-in on Russia-Ukraine. I thought Ian Bremmer put this pretty succinctly. Where things stand, Putin announcing an annexation of territory he didn't completely occupy at the time is a first in history. Also, it really puts him in a corner as Ukrainian forces are taking back territory he has said is part of Russian pledge to defend. He is in kind of a situation where he's going to lose any credibility whatsoever, isn't he? If he had that big, giant ceremony with people chanting Russia, 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 and a week later he's being driven out of the... I mean, what are his choices?
They're ugly. They're very, very ugly. Either ugly for him or ugly for the rest of the world. And given his history, I have a feeling... I have a terrible feeling which one he'll choose.
Here are the current numbers, best guess. Estimated number of Russians killed since the invasion. 60,000.
Wow. Wow.
Approaching, like, Vietnam levels for the United States, which was what? 15-year war.
Mm-hmm.
Estimated number of Americans killed during 20 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, 7,000. He's lost 60,000 men in, what, 7 months. That's just astonishing.
Boy, it is. And more to come.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, now they're going to send in the poorly trained, poorly equipped people that have no interest in fighting against a better armed Ukraine. They're better armed now than they were when they killed those 60,000.
Well, and something we haven't said for a very long time, Napoleon's famous saying that morale is to numbers, or morale is to what? What was he? Do you remember the end of that? Morale is to... As 3 is to 1, meaning if you're better equipped or a bigger army or whatever, you better be 3 to 1 if you're up against a truly motivated foe. And so, and that was, you know, frequently cited as, you know, Russia's advantage. They are more than 3 to 1. But now, not so much. And right. The Ukrainian motivation is through the roof.
And we just announced we're sending another about $700 million worth of arms to Ukraine. So they're better armed than they were before. Anyway, so we'll have our eye on that story, obviously, as everyone does for a long time. So the breaking news this hour was OPEC did decide to cut back oil production by 2 million barrels. And the White House has been scrambling behind the scenes, apparently, to try to stop that from happening. They were unsuccessful. This is from CNN.com. Some of the draft talking points that were circulated by the White House to the Treasury Department were obtained by CNN, framed the prospect of the oil production cut as, quote, a total disaster, and warned that this could be taken as a hostile act by OPEC against the United States. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what hostile act means, but I don't know what that means in terms of how we'd react to it if we declare it a hostile act.
Yeah, and whether that's diplomatic speak for now we're really pissed, you need to get us on the phone right now, or whether they're serious about it, whether they're viewing it literally as a hostile act, I don't know.
CNN and their sources on this story, it's important everyone is aware of just how high the stakes are, said a U.S. official. The White House is having a spasm and panicking, said a different U.S. official to CNN, describing the latest administration effort as taking the gloves off. Well, they took the gloves off, and they still announced today they're cutting production by 2 million barrels a day, which is going to drive up oil prices and, of course, gas prices, and so I don't know where that leaves things.
Yeah, allowing for the fact that the Biden administration has been utterly incompetent in many ways, presidents get too much blame and too much credit for economic ups and downs. Absolutely. On the other hand, as the Fed is trying as hard as they can to cause something close to a recession, if not a serious recession, to cool inflation, they are looking at huge economic downturn, crippling energy prices, skyrocketing inflation going on simultaneously or one after the other, because inflation will end with the economy turning down. I mean, could the electoral prospects be any worse?
Right.
I'm sure they're panicking.
5 weeks to go from yesterday, and it is likely that we're going to set record gas prices again in the coming weeks.
Right. By the way, what Napoleon said is, the moral is to the physical as 3 is to 1.
There
meaning
you go.
Morale is to equipment, 3 to 1.
Important. What do we got coming up, Joe?
Jack, we have a China report. They have not stopped being China, among other things, and they're up to no good.
All right.
Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.